This is the Mystical Motherhood Podcast, and my name is Chelsea. I pick guests based on a lot of questions I have gotten over the years from clients or from people I work with in the clinic, or I guess not questions, but guests. And one of the biggest questions I always get is, what is intuition? How do I know if it's my intuition talking to me or myself? What do I do when I ask questions, and how can I guide myself better in life? And so when Sounds True asked, Sounds True is an incredible publishing company, and they asked me to, you know, interview Tammy Masterbert. And I was like, I definitely want to interview her. She seems incredible. Her work seems awesome. And so we got a conversation today, and she has written her second book. Her first book was called The Universe is Talking to You, and it was a number one Amazon bestseller. Again, The Universe is Talking to You, Tap into the Signs and Synchronicity to Reveal Magical Moments Every Day. And her newest book, The Higher Help Method, is available on April 16th. And so with this book, we spoke about easy to use spiritual tools to tap into the higher helpline to guide you in creating on earth. And whether you're praying using the Bible, whether you're speaking with Jesus or your higher self, or you're just in daily prayers every day, it's good to understand your intuition, the creative process, how to tap into that, and to have a guide who has embodied it. And Tammy is just that. She was a very good speaker, and we had a really nice conversation, and she broke down really, really, you know, high spiritual concepts into a really easy to understand form. So I hope that it benefits all of you. I hope it answers some of the questions that I always get from women of, you know, help me. I don't know what to do next. I don't know. And you'll find that the more you go into your femininity, which is something I've been talking about in a lot of podcasts, is leaving that male way of being, which is very logical, head-based, type A strong, been there, done that, right? And into this feminine softness. And that feminine softness is this heart, and it's this intuition, and it's, you know, hearing a little soft voice that warns you about something. It's like, no, don't take the car today, drive the bus or go on the bus. Or it's so soft, short, and sweet, and it feels gentle. And then you can, you know, begin to communicate with those synchronicities, that voice, that guiding force, the dreams, and this esoteric world that's so beautiful and completely compelling and fun to get into. So Tammy and I speak about all that. I put her website in the notes below. Her book, available April 16th, is available for pre-order. And when you buy it from her website, you get a free two-part live class series. So that's something you should definitely tap into and get. If you have questions, you can actually reach out to her on her website, work with her individually, look at her classes, look at her other books, and how many people she's helped out there. So if you have questions for me, reach out to me on mysticalmotherhood.com. Send me an email at mysticalmotherhood. I'm about to go into postpartum soon to have a baby, and that's exciting. Closing out work at the Integrative Medicine Clinic, publishing my fourth book with a new publisher this year. So lots and lots of births and creative processes happening from the form of manifesting them over years. Please leave a 5-star review. It really helped this podcast to get out to more women. And we're going to head on to the conversation. Hi, Tammy. It's so good to have you here.
It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So I want to hear all about your history, because you know how you got to writing this book specifically. I read, but I want to have everyone else here. And then how these talents came through and how you began to really connect to your higher self and your higher guidance to create that ability to connect other people to their higher self.
Yes, sure. So I grew up Catholic. So I grew up in the Catholic faith, Italian Catholic. We went to church every Saturday night. That was our thing. And I went to Catholic school through eighth grade, actually, and then went to public high school. And so I had, as I grew, sort of fell away a little bit from that religious piece of it. And it was really what I think catapulted me into where I am now is the sudden death of my mother from a brain aneurysm when I was 22. She was 53, 3 days after Christmas. And it really, as anybody who's suffered some type of a sudden death, it kind of rocks your world. And luckily, you know, I always say my mother taught me the truth about life after her death. And so luckily, I believe she was sending signs to guide us to this particular medium that my sister and I went to way before mediums were on television and people were talking about them as though it was like a normal everyday thing that everybody knew about. And so with all of these sort of signs about this particular medium that not coincidentally my mother knew about 6 months before she died, because a friend of my sister's had brought a book about him into our house and we had a whole discussion about him and his ability. After she died, all of these signs kept coming to us where he was just thrown in our face. And my sister was like, we have to make an appointment. This was one of those non-closure deaths. We need to hear from her if we can. And so it was really her death and that experience that was an hour session. We still have the recording of it today that really kind of opened me up to so much more than I had just learned growing up as part of a religious background. It really opened me up to seeing things differently and wanting to know more and wanting to understand it, coupled with the fact that my mother was constantly sending me signs and I was receiving those signs. And I kept hearing from people, you're so lucky. I don't get that. I don't get signs or I don't hear from a loved one. And so I think, you know, her death initially sent me on this path. And then it was just sort of one sign after another or synchronistic event after another that led me to write my first book, which was The Universe is Talking to You, all about how to open up to these signs. And then the new book is sort of the other side of that coin of, yes, the universe is talking to you, but you are also talking to the universe. And when you can start doing it consciously, you create a partnership that makes everything in your life so much easier, whether it's manifesting, whether it's making a decision, whether it's trying to solve a challenge or find a solution. It makes everything easier because you're not doing it alone.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this reminds me, my synchronistic events probably started around like 26, 28. And it is when it starts happening, it is the oddest thing because you begin to create this conversation and you're like trying to create ways. I mean, I'm sure this might have happened to you too, but I would open books and answers would come through and
Then,
you know, or then you'd like a book would fall off the shelf or the street sign would speak to you and it became, or then the song lyrics, specific song lyrics. And Then it becomes a little confusing as if, is this based on a human experience or are humans being used as mediums? You know, like the humans, they're even unaware of the consciousness being used as mediums to get to you to wake you up.
I think it
takes years of deconditioning. If anyone's going through this just randomly now, it takes years because it's so surprising.
Yes.
And it's so fun. And then you kind of, it gets, I could turn it up and down. I don't know if you could do that, but before, like, it was so insane. Like, it was too much pouring through.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up and down throughout your life, but you can turn it up and down, I feel like. Is that the truth for what you've seen?
Yes. And I feel like, first of all, anybody can open up to it, right? You don't have to feel that you are psychic or a medium or intuitive in any way whatsoever in order to start opening up to the way that the universe communicates with us. And to open up to how we can communicate with the universe to actually ask for the help in guiding us forward. Because I feel the universe is always guiding us. It's always trying to nudge us in the right direction or redirect us if we're heading in the wrong way. But when you start consciously asking, like, hey, can you help me? Can you send me the sign? Can you show me the way? Can you reassure me that I'm going in the right direction? That sort of opens it up more. So I do think that you can control, you know, in terms of how open you are to it and how open you are not. But I feel like for me, once I sort of became open to it, it just becomes a natural part of the way that I live. Like things happen and I go, oh, that's not an accident, because I don't believe in accidents anymore. I don't believe in coincidences. And oh, I keep seeing something come across my radar 3 or 4 times. Maybe I should be paying attention to this. Maybe this is something I need to be doing. Or this is, like you said, a book that I need to read, right? Why do I keep hearing the name of this author or the name of this book or this type of healing modality over and over?
Right.
It sort of is coming through to get your attention. And it happens on a subtle level in the beginning. And I think it's up to you how open you want to get in terms of, you know, do you want to take it to the level where you're communicating with guides and you're doing automatic writing and you're getting, you know, you can take it wherever you want to take it. But I think to start off, absolutely anybody can do it. And once you recognize, once you get that initial, oh my gosh, this is weird, this is so strange, I can't believe this, it's almost coincidental, or this is exactly what I needed, it's such like a magical experience that you just want more.
Yeah, it gets addicting. And I think they make it fun. I mean, I say they, I don't even know who they are sometimes, but like it becomes fun.
Yes.
It becomes this, you know, and then once you're so used to it, it just is a part of who you are. Like it becomes your authentic self, that it's like, of course that happened. Like, of course, that's what I'm going to do. And it becomes such a, I mean, I think one of the biggest questions I used to get asked is, what is intuition? And I'd love to have you answer too. You know, mm-hmm. What is intuition and how do you, you know, tap into that? And I guess part of that is this trusting. I think it begins with these synchronicities and this faucet-like experience that comes through. I guess I should give some examples to listeners, but I would say like animals. I would say always seeing the same thing over and over again, books, songs, people, words. Like if you ask a question and then you receive an answer through an unknown source, like I had that happen yesterday. We can talk about it, which is fascinating.
Yes.
But what would you describe if you're teaching people, what is intuition and how do you can tell the difference between your subconscious saying like, this is going to happen, or the knowing, like, how do you take the noise away?
Right. So to me, intuition is your line to your higher self, is your line to a higher power, right? It's the way that the universe speaks to you. It's the way that your angels, your guides, loved ones use that sort of filter to get through to you. And we all have the connection. The connection is always there. People worry about being disconnected or feeling disconnected, or they're not connected. And you can't disconnect from it. You can kind of muddy the line. You can not be as tuned in or as open. And that's why I talk to people about like taming the chaos in your life, doing mini meditations. You don't necessarily have to sit for 20 minutes. Just doing sort of 1 minute meditations throughout the day brings you back, clears that connection. And so to me, your intuition is like basically the line of communication between you, your higher self, your angels, your guides, loved ones, the universe itself. And again, we all have that ability to tap into that. And there are simple, easy spiritual tools we can use to clear that connection and start opening it up. And it doesn't, you know, yes, there's many experts out there that you can go to that will teach you how to expand what you already have. And that's amazing. And I teach people how to meet guides and communicate with them and things like that. But just that simple connection of starting to notice the subtleties around you, starting to notice the direction and the information. That's something that anybody can do once you A, learn how the universe communicates with you, and B, open up to the fact that this is a possibility and I'm ready and I'm going to tell the universe, like, guide me, direct me, send me the signs, help me recognize them when they arrive. So that's the first part of your question. The second part, I think, was telling the difference between like an intuitive thing and just your own brain. And so it is a subtle difference. And I think, again, the more that you look into it and question it and work with it and play with it, the more you'll understand it. I always tell people, if you're trying to make a decision about something and you're like, I don't know if this is the right way to go, or I don't know if this is my intuition or just me really wanting this, to take a step back and to ask for the guidance and to ask for the direction and to say, you know, I think this is the way that I want to go. Can you send me a sign of reassurance that I'm on the right path? Number one. And number two, I think if you're communicating with the universe and you're asking it for help, you really can't mess life up, because the universe will redirect you. So if you do go, let's say you're like, oh, I have this intuitive hit and I really think I should go this way, and you go to the right, and the universe is like, ah, I really wanted, it would have been easier for you if you went to the left, right? You'll still get there. It would have been easier for you to go to the left. There's some type of a roadblock or something that will be popped up to redirect you to the right way. And you won't even realize it, but it'll be all of a sudden this doesn't work out and you have to find a new way. Or all of a sudden this doctor doesn't have an appointment for you, so now you have to find another one. And then all of a sudden you find the one that has the appointment next week. That's sort of how you get redirected. So I think a lot of times the intuition and is it me is people being afraid that they're going to do the wrong thing or take the wrong action, or what if this is wrong? And I always just say to the universe, this is what I think I'm going to do. If this isn't the way that I'm supposed to go, send me a sign, redirect me, help me to recognize that sign when it comes, and I will follow your guidance, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I love the way this is so potent for this example I'm going to give to you.
Oh, good.
It's so wild. I read your book and then I did what you said, and then I got this great sign. So it's a great example for here. But I wanted to also add, like, I found over time that as my heart opened, before it was more of a cognitive experience of like, this is right and this is wrong, and I just know.
Yes.
And then over, as I became more subtle, it became a feeling experience of knowing.
Yes.
So when I was headed, I mean, I guess I could describe it, I become more emotional, or like if something's wrong for me or out of harmony, I feel it.
Yes.
Like I'll feel a disharmony within me, like deeply, like it may make me cry. It may make me upset, or something will happen. And that disharmony always arranges for more harmony to come.
Yes.
Do you feel?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You do. And as you begin to open up and even, you know, work on your own intuition and opening yourself up to this guidance, you will discover how you process and you get this information, right? So some people, it is just sort of this knowing of like, no, I really feel good about going in this direction. Some people will have like, I get sometimes like, I could feel it in my gut. Like if there's like a contraction or kind of like that feeling of like, eh, like I, something's not right. Then I know like, wait a minute, take a step back. This is not the right thing. And so I think everybody has sort of those different pathways that it comes through. And I think as you continue to work with it and even like, I always say like, keep a journal. Like I love people to keep signs and synchronicity journals because you miss stuff or you forget stuff, right? So if you can keep a journal of things that happen, you can go back and actually trace patterns or trace events. But it's the same thing with intuitive things. Like, you know, I really feel like this was the way to go, and, you know, keep track of that. And the more that you realize like, oh no, this is how I felt, and then this was right, the more you'll understand how your body, your physical body, and your mind process that information coming through.
Mm-hmm. So the example that I have is I am about to give birth, and my baby is transverse, And he isn't in the right position. He's not even breech. He's transverse. It's a very kind of odd, rare position.
Yes.
And so they gave me the choice. They're like, we can turn your baby and then you can be binded and have a vaginal birth, hopefully, if it works, or you can go to a C-section, right? And I kind of saw this coming a while ago. And I went through and I was going to do the binding. I was going to do the maneuver. And I went home and I had this visceral reaction. Like I was crying and I was really upset and really emotional. And then I asked for guidance because I guess my worst fear would be a C-section because I've seen them. I'm just nervous. Foreign to me. But also having vaginal birth is hard. So out of nowhere, a friend of a friend writes me. She sends me this 8-minute message. She doesn't know my history and I do not know her. I don't know where she's located. I don't know her name. And I said, please guide me as to how you want to be born. You know, I asked just like you, you know, give me clarity.
Yes.
And in her message, she had had the same thing, natural birth in the beginning. They told, you know, second child, they told her to have him turned and she didn't listen. And because I was like, I think there's a cord around him. That's what I kept thinking in my own body. So she said her baby had a cord around his whole body and around his neck 2 times when they C-sectioned him out. Mm-hmm. She said it was very blissful, but she made the choice to skip that ECV. And it's for some women, it works. You know, the maneuvering works and the baby comes out vaginally, it's fine. And she confirmed to me really quickly what I knew to be true from my own visceral reaction inside my body of feeling like something doesn't feel right. And then I can move into peace into the C-section. But it was such one of those moments of like the clarity comes so quickly and it comes through the most unknown sources, like randomly on the phone. Usually through technology. They use a technology a lot.
A lot. Yes. 100% emails or, you know, something will pop up. You're Googling some, you know, whatever. 100%. And songs on the radio are a huge one for me in terms of the communication. But what I will say about that is I love that example because that's exactly how it works. So you asked your unborn child, the universe, you know, what do I need to do? Right. Show me what I need to do. Help me figure this out. And what happens is when we make the request, like, so the higher help method has 4 steps. And the second step is asking the universe for help. So in that step, when we make the request, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through ritual, whether it's through, you know, the different spiritual tools we have available to make the request, when we make the request, the universe is like, okay, this is what, you know, this is what she wants. This is what she's trying to figure out. So let me start moving the puzzle pieces of the world around, including other people and other people's lives. And let me fit things in together to give her the answer she needs. And that's when randomly you get an email from somebody who knows nothing about you, or you overhear a conversation in the grocery store or in line at the Starbucks. And you're like, what? That's exactly what I needed to hear. I can't believe that just came through. That's exactly how it works. We never know. And oftentimes that person probably had no idea the impact she was having. And so the same thing when you overhear that conversation, like somebody else has no idea that they're going to make such a big difference in your life. It's just that the universe kind of impact, you know, can impact all of these different things to line up exactly what you need. And it's so much easier than when we're just trying to figure it out in our own brains and stressing ourselves out about it.
Right. Because my question was, you know, as of right now, is it a cord like around you?
Yes.
And then this friend came out of, I haven't talked to the friend in like a year and a half. And she goes, oh, there's a friend I know that you don't know that's going to write you now. And I kept hearing all morning I needed to put you two in contact. And that, I mean, it's just sometimes, I mean, now I'm so used to it. Other people will be like, that's a miracle, you know? But for me, I'm like, okay, I got the answer. Right. And I take it and I don't go against it because going back to my own intuition, I was going to go down the road of the ECV because that, I mean, I guess I should define that, what that is. It's when a midwife or a doctor like turn the baby within your body. Mm-hmm. And that my hippie self would be like, fine, that's great. The vaginal birth is the best way. But the new self understands that that's just a belief system. Like, why would that be better than a C-section? Like, how do I know?
Yes.
And how do I know what this baby needs?
Yes.
How egotistical am I to think that that's better and that this one experience is better than the other? And yes. So, and I guess one of my bigger, looking at your book and the way you described it, is like, you're one of my bigger intentions in the world right now is actually to be able to go through the biggest fears with my heart open.
Yes.
And if I can do that. So if I look at this and if you're like, well, how did you manifest a C-section? So then you take this manifestation to a new level, right? Because I was thinking like this story in your book, how did I create this? You know, am I creating this or is he creating this? But also if I wanted to have the experience of going through my worst fears with my heart open, this would be it.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And I think that, first of all, I think everything happens for a reason. What most of the time when we are in the midst of it, we don't know what the reason is. We are aggravated by the circumstances we're in. We're stressed out. We're frustrated. We don't get it. It's usually in looking back that you find the reasoning for why things happen. Sometimes it's your own growth. Sometimes it's your own protection. You know, they always say rejection is God's protection. When something doesn't work out, there's a reason and let something else unfold. And so it's like there's, you already kind of have found a reason that this is going to be like a learning and growth opportunity for you of trusting yourself, of trusting this process. But there could be other things, you know, that you learn afterwards. And that's why I always kind of teach people in the first book, The Universe is Talking to You, I have an exercise called Follow the Footsteps, where I actually have people sort of trace back some of these like negative experiences or stressful experiences, like losing a job, the death of a loved one, and then sort of trace, well, where did this lead me? Who did I meet? What would not have happened had this not happened, right? And so I can even look at my mother's death and say, it was devastating, but look at where it sent me. And would I be doing the work I'm doing? Would I have written these two books that I have written had I not experienced that at that point? And so, you know, the same thing if you lose a job, like you're devastated that you're now out of work, but then the next job you go to, you're happier, you're making more money, you meet a friend who introduces you to your next, you know, husband or wife, right? And we don't know these things while they're happening, but if you can start finding some of those synchronicities or those kind of connecting the dots in the past of your life, it is easier for you to trust the unfoldment of your life as it's happening now, because you know, it's leading me somewhere better. I don't know where, I don't know why, I don't know why I'm going through this, but I know that it's leading me somewhere better. And eventually, most of the time, you will figure out what that is.
You know, this reminds me of one of Wayne Dyer's books called I Can See Clearly Now.
Yes.
I don't know if you read that one.
Yes.
But he wrote it before he died. I think it might have been his last book in his 70s.
I think it might have been, yes.
And it was such a good book because he went through his life and he said all the things, you know, I can see clearly why I was an orphan. I can see clearly why this happened. And like that's spiritual maturity.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm writing a new book too. I'm getting published with this new book. And in it, I was talking to the editor today about, I bring up a lot of, like, people want to read about, like, good experiences and happy experiences. And a lot of this book is a lot of, you know, you divorce, death, suicide, all these negative things. And I'm thinking, are people going to put this down when they read this? Mm. And then I was kind of understanding, well, why did I include it? And it's because these sort of things revealed the light of this. This revealed this path. This taught me this. And you can't look at, you know, that. Why is that one, a high spiritual peak experience better than the low valleys of, you know, these dark moments? And it's because, and I thought about it and I was like, well, why? What is it? Well, I don't think the heart opens and the intuition is broadened and the manifestations become bigger with abundance unless you go through the darkness that have covered up the wounds of the heart, right? Unless you get into those dark moments and then you unpeel them and you let them go and you move through them like water, can you get to these, you know, seeing that nothing is in rigid boxes. Do you know
what I mean? Yes. Oh, yes. And honestly, like I always say, it's kind of like in terms of what usually pivots people into a new direction on a spiritual path. I always say it's like the three D's. There's death, there's divorce, or there's some type of diagnosis, right? We all go through something that falls somewhere under that, that will say, oh, this is what really catapulted me into really what I'm meant to do or what I love to do or in the direction that I'm so much happier in. And it often is one of those things that sort of wakes us up and shifts us and makes us think like, my gosh, there's got to be another way. There's got to be a happier, more easy, more joyful way to live this life. And that's when people start looking to the spirituality, the different alternative healing and all of that. And it always starts with something that kind of knocks you down and brings you to your knees and you just start looking up.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Mm-hmm. And particularly, I mean, that's why I named everything I do Mystical Motherhood, is because that's, you know, either it's fertility or infertility or a loss of a mother or becoming a mother. And it's like, these are these moments, these shifts that when these big, huge shifts can happen in your life, and then you can get flooded by, you know, so I think it's actually lucky to have what we were talking about from the very beginning, the synchronicities, the knowing to come in this short kind of spontaneous ways. But sometimes I'll ask you a question about this, is like, what do you do when it doesn't just come in like that? What do you do? What does a person do when they're flooded with information? You know, do you know what I mean? Like when I write a book, sometimes it floods down, but I've learned to handle that. Right.
Right.
What does a normal person do when this begins to happen in their life and they get flooded with changes? That is, these changes of death, what we're talking about, are often what create the ability to see things beyond our normal being, I believe.
Yes.
And to know. And it's like a fast catalyst shift. So how do people handle those kind of shifts? What would you recommend?
I think the biggest thing that we can do when we're going through a lot like that is, number one, to find small ways in your life throughout your day that you can shift your energy. So because it's so easy to get overloaded, to get overwhelmed, whether it's that there are a bunch of changes that are happening to you all at once, whether it's a bunch of problems that you need to solve all at once and you can't figure out what direction to go or how to handle it, you have to shift your energy. So I always say, like, solutions are never found in stress. So when you're stressed and you're overwhelmed and there's a million things happening at once, you have to center your energy, or you are not going to be able to find a solution. You're not going to be able to figure out how to handle it. You're not going to be able to deal with the energy of all of it unless you prioritize your managing your energy. So when it comes to all of that, making these small shifts that we can do throughout the day, and there's so many different ways to shift our energy, so many different ways. One of the easiest ways that I tell people, whether you are a meditator or not, anybody can take 60 seconds, 60 seconds out of their day, a couple of times a day, to stop what they are doing, to close their eyes, to take a deep breath, and repeat a mantra for 60 seconds. Set a timer on your phone, you know, do whatever you need to do, 60 seconds. In those 60 seconds, you calm everything down. You calm all the chaos. You bring yourself back into the present moment, and then you go back to doing what you're doing. And if you start doing these little shifts throughout the day, it's easier to handle all of the chaos and drama without getting swept up in it and then winding up in bed with the covers over your head saying, I can't do it, it's too much. It really starts with managing your energy. The other thing I would say in addition to that is asking for help in dealing with it. So one of the easiest things that I tell people is, there's an archangel called Archangel Jophiel, who's the angel of beauty. I call on Archangel Jophiel all the time when I find myself overwhelmed, stressed, focused on the negative, feeling frustrated, whatever it might be. And I just say, please help me to shift my mindset from negative to positive. Help me to shift myself and to hold on to that positivity throughout the rest of the day today. That small little thing. First of all, that shifts you. Second of all, you're calling in the help that's going to assist you in that process. And again, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to manage all the chaos alone. You don't have to manage all the changes alone. You have to ask the universe to help you to sort through it, to find the solutions. And anytime you are getting stressed out or frustrated or anxious around trying to figure something out or trying to find a solution to something or trying to deal with it and you're getting worked up, that is your signal to stop. Stop trying to find the solution. Stop trying to figure it out because you're building up all of this stress. And again, solutions are never found in stress. Solutions are found when you shift your energy. And then now you're in a positive place. You're in a more centered place. And now the universe can drop an idea in. It can send the sign. It can send the email. You can overhear the conversation. But when you're in that stress, we think I have to think and stress until I find the solution, but you will find it faster if you put a pin in it and go cook something, bake something, take a shower, take a bath, read a book. That's when your solutions are going to come in.
Yeah. So many words came through when you were saying all that. Like it's kind of the biggest moments. I mean, I said this earlier, but the biggest moments of disharmony, the bigger the disharmony, the greater the harmony after it is.
Yes. Yes.
And then also kind of the words, refocusing your attention to create more intention.
Yes.
It's like from the beginning, you know, you like attention and intention is what creates the biggest things in life. It feels like it's like, where is my attention focused and what do I want to create with that?
Yes. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And the first step in the higher help method is clarity and intention, right? So it's figuring out what do you want? What are you trying to solve? What are you trying to create? What do you want? And in figuring out what you want, you never, ever try to figure out how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, or where it's going to happen. You just want to know what it is you'd like, why you like it, and how you're going to feel when you create it or figure it out, right? And then step two is you're going to set the intention and then you're going to ask the universe, like, here's my intention. Help me figure this out. Give me the idea. Send me the signs, the synchronicities, the opportunities, the resources, the books, whatever it might be that's going to help me figure this out faster so I can get to the point that I need to get to. And those little things make such a big difference in the way that you process and the way that you stress out. And it sort of takes the burden off of you. Like, oh my God, wait, I don't have to figure this out by myself. I don't have to know all the answers because the universe and my angels and my guides, they know everything. So why am I not tapping into them and saying, hey, like, just let me know what I need to do. And I'm on it, right? I'm ready to go. And it just takes the stress off of us because it's like, I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in anything. And I have this access available to me. I just have to start tapping into it. And I just have to ask.
Mm. And I was thinking with the example of what happened with choosing a C-section.
Yes.
Because I was in such a upset mood that I was like, I could have spent hours researching the forums and creating a list of what to ask the doctor or the midwives and then trying to talk myself into like a certain path. Right. Mm-hmm. And I like went through the upheaval and then I let it go. And then I noticed that the answer came to me in this magical way, rather than me trying to
exactly
search for it and get it and then prove that I'm right. And that's the difference between like, what is intuition? Well, it's this kind of subtle,
yes,
knowing of like when she said, well, I, she was just like me. She had the same, she even explained, she had the same reaction. She's like, I was so mad. I was crying. I was yelling, you know, like I was like, what? And then he knew better. He was telling me he's not moving for a reason. And it's such a beautiful process when you get to that level of like, okay, no.
Oh yes. And the thing, and like I said, I'm a Virgo. I'm a very analytical thinker. I'm going to research it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to solve it. Right. But often when we are in that left brain analytical, I'm going to research, I'm going to write all the information down. I'm going to compare and contrast. I'm going to write a negative positive list, all this stuff, right? You are blocking the information from coming in, because you're thinking and you're thinking and you're thinking. That's why I say when you start thinking and you start getting stressed, that's your sign to say, I'm blocking the answer. I need to let go. I need to go do something else. And then I'll come back to this. And as long as I'm feeling good doing the research, then that's awesome. Do the research, because maybe the universe can lead you somewhere online, right? But if you're feeling stressed out and, oh my God, and I have to figure this all out myself, the thinking mind is actually going to block the easy solution of just getting an email from someone who knew your exact situation. And you were like, this is what I needed. Mm-hmm. All the research is just going to most of the time stress us out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other examples of people that you've worked with that have done this, that have had like these magical events occur?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of, you know what? There's a lot of things, but I'm going to give you one from my own life, because it's so crazy. And it illustrates exactly what we're talking about here. So a couple of years ago, I was trying to sort of rebrand my business. I had started off years, like over 10 years ago, as an online magazine. And then I sort of became a spiritual teacher through events. And I started talking about signs and synchronicity, which led to my first book, The Universe is Talking to You. And I just was trying to figure out, you know, I knew what I taught, but I was trying to figure out, like, marketing wise, how do I package this so that people can really understand what it is that I teach, right? And I tried so many times to do it on my own and tried to figure it out. And I was in masterminds and, you know, I had rebranded myself. And I got to a point where I was like, it's still not right. I'm still not feeling like this is what I want. And I was stressed out. And I was talking to another friend and I was like, I just can't, I've got to figure this out. How am I going to do this? Like, you know, I need to rebrand myself and feel like I have a line that people can fully understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. And so I finally got to a point where I was like, this is too stressful. I got to stop trying to figure this out. I got to write myself a prayer. And so that's what I did, right? And in the higher help method, the second part of the book has customized prayers, lists of higher helpers. So I took my own lists of higher helpers for business and career, and I created a prayer. And I started saying the prayer, and within a couple of weeks, here's how the universe answered me. I let it go. I said, I don't need to figure this out right now. I'm still teaching. It's still fine. I don't need to create this package right now. And I let it go. 2 weeks later, I see an email from somebody that I literally had been getting emails for years and had not opened her emails. And I don't even know how long, but something made me open her email. So I opened her email and she was teaching copywriting. And I thought to myself, oh, you know, at some point, maybe I'll need a copywriter, but I don't, you know, I wasn't going to take her course or anything because that wasn't my deal. I was just thinking like, oh, I'm going to pay attention to her because, you know, I could probably use some copywriting help down the road. So I decided to follow her on Instagram. And within a couple of days of following her on Instagram, I saw she had posted a story while I was just perusing Instagram. And I clicked on the story, and on the story, she tagged this amazing woman she was working with to help rebrand her business. And I was like, oh. So I clicked on the thing and I said, oh my God, that's exactly what I was looking for. I'm looking for somebody who has that marketing mindset that can help me figure this out. So I started looking into this woman. She had nothing spiritual on her website or anything, but she was a marketing person. So I thought, let me book a session with her, like a free discovery session with her, and just see what happens. So I booked the discovery section with her, and it turns out she used to do copywriting for Sounds True, who's publishing my new book. So she had a spiritual background. And I was like, this all started with me stop trying to figure it out myself, asking the help to be directed, being directed to open an email I hadn't opened in years from this woman, deciding to follow her on Instagram, and then seeing her story before it expired, where she tagged the woman that was rebranded. And this woman completely changed everything for me. She helped me.
What's her name?
Oh gosh, you're going to ask me her name and now I don't remember. Hillary Weiss. Hillary Weiss. I believe that's her name.
Weiss, like W-I-S.
Like W-E-I-S-S. Yes. And she was awesome. And I loved her.
Got to give her some credit if she's...
We got to give her credit because she was amazing. Yeah. And she literally, you know, just transformed so much for me and helped me take everything that I was teaching and put it into a like, here's what you do. And I'm like, oh, yes, that's exactly what I do. Right. But I was for years tried to figure it out by myself until I stopped and said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to just ask the universe to direct me. And so I called in my business hire helpers and my angels and my guides and all of that. And within a couple of weeks of saying the prayer, it was one thing, led me to the next thing, led me to the next thing, led me to my answer.
And you know what's so beautiful about that story? And it's so similar to the one I'm telling. So I work with like women and mothers. You are embodying your process. Mm-hmm. And when you embody it, then when you teach it, it doesn't even need to be taught with words.
Yes.
So it becomes a part of your aura. And the lessons you learn are passed on to people as the cure without speaking about them.
Yes.
Because the heart and the mind become connected in such a Correct. Way that the words aren't even needed anymore, because it's like a sync, like the intuition and the synchronicities and all.
Yeah,
the
everything is just in alignment.
Embodied within it. And so for, you know, this story of me telling about choosing the C-section is I write about C-sections. I teach about C-sections. I have helped people through C-sections, you know, mm-hmm. and now that I can embody it, I can help more people through about everything now.
Yes. And see,
so
that's
cool.
And
so
that's the other. See, now you just uncovered another reason as to why maybe you're supposed to experience it for yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. Exactly.
But it's when you're using the things you teach, you embody it to a level that you become the cure. It's,
yes.
And it doesn't need to even, you know, it gets farther almost. Like there's a resounding sound to it. And
yes,
that makes sense.
That's oh, really totally. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Is there anything else? This is great. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
Like that's coming to mind that you're like, oh, everybody's got to know this. Like, I guess one thing I have a question about is when you're wanting to create. Oh, I got a good one. So I got two.
Okay.
The first question is, I don't really create specifically. Mm-hmm. I notice that I'm a better, if I get too specific, they give me the too specific and I'm like, not that, mm-hmm. you know, this. So if I just
yes.
say, like a white house and I want it to feel like this, how do you tell people?
Yes. So this is so good. So first of all, you can be as specific as you want. For some people, they like to be super specific. And for other people, they're like, I really don't know. Like, for example, I don't know what job I want. I just know that I don't like the job that I have now. So I say, well, okay, well, when you wake up in the morning, how do you want to wake up and be excited to go to this job and to love it and to feel fulfilled? That's all you need to know. Right? You don't have to know, I want a job at this company or doing this specific thing. Or if you do, that's great. But here's the caveat to that. When you ask the universe for help, you can't just say, help me create X, Y, and Z. You have to say, help me create X, Y, and Z or something better. And by saying or something better, you are now giving the universe free rein to send you in a direction that your human mind could not even fathom or process, but that is way better than what you think you want. And so in doing that, it opens you up to going in another direction. So I'm not a big super specific person. I know there's a lot of manifestation teachers or success teachers that will tell you like you need to put a specific date on something and a time and a blah, blah, blah. That stresses me out. I don't like to do that because then I'm looking at the date and as we're getting closer, I'm thinking it's not happening. How is it going to happen? And it's just going to cause stress. If that works for you, do what works for you, but you don't have to be super specific. You have to have a general idea of what it is you would like. So looking at what you have right now, what don't you like about your current job? What don't you like about either your relationship or not having a relationship? What don't you like about your current financial state? Then ask yourself, well, what would I like to see instead? And go from there. And you don't have to be, you can be specific, but even if you're specific, even if you're like, I want to make $100,000 this year, that's fine. But leave it open to, or something better. In other words, maybe there's another option. And by doing that, you're letting the universe take the reins and push you into a direction that is beyond what you might think. And the universe will always take you to something better. It will never take you to something worse.
That's so true. So true. I'm thinking, I had a good example, but it just left my mind. But I want to go to the next question with that.
Yes.
So what also happens when you, like, I actually hit a point where I just had everything I was asking for happen. I mean, to the point of, like, I even asked for a crib to be delivered that was free and that would be come to my door. And then, of course, somebody, like, drops off a Restoration Hardware crib that fits perfect in the room. And I'm like, whoa. And right. I mean, that's just, like, tiny compared to the other big things that have come through.
Sure.
Now, do you think there's this time period of your nervous system has to kind of adjust so you can look, like, just like we were talking about before, I can see clearly now, well, I needed that time, that downtime, to adjust to these, all these things that came through in order to take another up level.
Yes. Okay. So I think your nervous system is super important to your own vibration and your own ability to be centered enough to notice and to appreciate the things that drop into your lap like that. Right. And be grateful for the things that drop into your lap like that. But I also think that when there's a lot going on, and a lot of stuff that might be happening around you, it really sort of goes back to your ability to recenter yourself. And if all is going right, like you said, like all of this stuff just was, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm not even wanting anything right now, or I'm not even, you know, looking for anything. Like, that's amazing. Bask in the gratitude of that, right? Keep yourself in the vibration of the gratitude of, like, I just got a crib dropped off, or I just got, you know, this, and then this just worked out, and this solved my problem, and this woman emailed me, and now I'm comfortable with the C-section, and this is so amazing. And staying in that energy, because I promise you there will be a time again where you feel quote unquote stuck, or you need to figure something else out. And I always say to people, life is kind of like this circular thing of, like, feeling stuck, figuring it out, moving forward, feeling good, getting stuck again, figuring it out, moving forward, feeling good, getting stuck again. And the whole point of that getting stuck again is to help you grow to the next level. If you just stay in that, like, everything's well and I don't want anything more, you're not going to experience the amazing things that come from, I'm not happy, I want to create something else. I want to create something different. You need that stuckness, that frustration sometimes to propel you forward. And so while you're in the moment of, like, everything is working fantastic, just stay in that amazing gratitude. And if you do find yourself getting stuck again, don't get upset. Sort of celebrate the fact that this means something awesome is coming, because I can create something new.
Right. And what comes to mind when you say that is there's always a state of confusion before clarity is revealed.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And what I was going to say about your previous comments on manifesting, you know, being specific or non-specific is, like, for example, a friend of mine was like, how do I get a job? I mean, I didn't know, I don't want to go into details of it, but she was wanting a new career. And I said, well, the way that I ask for things is I, for example, I just got my dream job at this integrative medicine facility in Manhattan. And it's just like, it's just such a great place, right? But I actually created it from a place of, like, I want to go somewhere where it always feels so beautiful.
Yes.
Because beauty is my authenticity. Like, I like to be surrounded by beautiful things, not in an egotistical way. It's just a part of who I am as a creature here.
Yes.
And so, like, that was the most important thing to me, beauty, love, and friendship around me. And from that, I knew I could grow in anything. And
yes.
Then it was that and something better. But it wasn't like I looked at the manifestation of, like, I needed to have this much money. Those were kind of a part of it. But the biggest part of it was, I want to be in a beautiful environment.
Yes.
And that word beautiful was taken to be in physical form, but also in emotions around me and colors and even smells.
Yes.
And so just something to say as people.
Yeah. And that's the ultimate, I think, in terms of clarity, is just knowing, like, this is how I want to feel. This is what I want to do. I want, like I said before, I want to wake up and be excited to go somewhere where people love me, where we laugh, where we have fun, where I'm making a difference. And when I leave this job, I feel good at the end of the day that I contributed something. That alone, if you take that clarity and you surrender to the universe, send me to where this happens, you have no idea where you can go. There's so many amazing places. You don't have to know exactly. Now, if you are a nurse, say, and you know you'd like to work in a hospital, then you can say, I work in a hospital and it's an amazing place and I wake up in the morning and blah, 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 blah. And you don't have to be specific, right? And I often find sometimes if we are too specific, we block other opportunities. So if you are super specific, like I want to work at this company and I want to do this job and I want to make this amount of money, and then the universe sends you something that is ultimately going to be better for you, you might ignore it thinking, no, that's not what I'm waiting for this, right? And then you're blocking yourself from other opportunities. The universe knows more than you. It always knows more. It always knows better. And you have to let it. You have to surrender your intention and let it take you to better places without you trying to micromanage it.
You know, it's funny. I said to the, I really wanted to be published my newest book at Pegasus. I created like that, this one publishing company in America was really good. So I said, okay, Pegasus. So within like a month, I got an offer letter from Pegasus. Mm-hmm. And I was so overwhelmed and excited for my book. It was Pegasus in the UK. And I laughed so hard. I called my family. I was like, I got what I wanted. And then I looked at it the next day when I wasn't tired.
Yes.
It's like, you know, celebrating that I was like, oh, not that Pegasus. And then I heard, well, you said Pegasus.
Yes.
And then I said, okay, Pegasus or something better. I swear I said that. And then it was something better. The next publisher, I dreamt it. It came through and it was something better.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But you had to let go of like, it has to be only Pegasus. And you know what I mean? Because then you're blocking so many other opportunities and you're just sort of preventing or prolonging you from getting to these amazing places.
Right. And that's why being specific is it's kind of humorous. They're like, well, you said Pegasus.
Right. Yes.
So it shows you like, well, you can create anything. And they're like, but they didn't give me the Pegasus I wanted. They gave me something that probably would match me better.
Right. You know, right.
I
correct.
Say they, cause I don't, who knows who or.
Right. Me, correct. Yeah. Me.
But I thought that was pretty funny as we're talking about this. I thought about
that. Yes. Yes. No, that's a perfect example. Yes.
Thank you so much. This was an honor. And you were a great teacher and a great speaker. So I really appreciate that. How can everyone find you and find your work and your newest book?
Yes. So if you go to tammymasterbirdie.com, you can find me there. You can download for free my three top tools to open yourself up to that higher helpline of the universe, including my ask for a sign, where you'll get a sign from the universe, from a loved one, from whomever, within a couple of days. And they can also find my books, both my books, The Universe is Talking to You, and the newest one, The Higher Help Method, where all books are sold, basically. Most people I know go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And then I'm also live every Thursday at noon Eastern time on my YouTube channel, my Facebook, and my Instagram, where I do what I call weekly spirit boost. And I just go on, I share things from my own life. I teach lessons. Sometimes I do oracle card readings. And I just sort of hang out for about a half an hour with everybody to boost their spirit as they're going into the weekend. And I love doing that. And you can ask questions there and all of that. And that's where you'll find me.
Thank you. Beautiful.
You're very welcome.
It was so nice to meet you.
It was so nice to meet you as well.